request presents an unabridged recording of The Autumn Tree by Tony J. Forder, narrated by Greg Wagland. Chapter 1. I'm going to die. As he crouched over the lifeless body, so cruelly exposed by the naked glare of a single LED floodlight, Jimmy Bliss saw the young woman's final thoughts reflected in her sightless eyes. I'm going to die, and there's nothing I can do to stop it happening. He knew then that she had stared into the cold, dark heart of her assailant. That in a moment of awful clarity she had realized what was about to happen to her. If the jagged fingernails and bracelets of discolored flesh around both wrists were anything to go by, this slender woman who looked to be barely more than a child had fought hard to fend off her attacker, to no avail. At the end she had most likely accepted the horrific inevitability of her fate, where passion and anger had once burned, now sorrow and fear formed a misty glaze over both corneas. Bliss felt sick to his stomach, knowing that the last person those eyes had rested upon intended to end her life. His preliminary analysis over with, he stood upright and arched his back until he felt it pop. He took out a mobile phone from the inside breast pocket of his black leather jacket. Snapping photographs at a murder scene had become a source of controversy between the police and the public, but Bliss did it anyway. An establishing shot from each end of the tent, then from both sides, followed by two close-ups of the victim's face. When he was done, he tucked the phone away again, before stepping back outside the white tent, fringed with a narrow hem of blue. A thin layer of frost lay on the ground, compacting in the rapidly decreasing temperature. Tendrils of mist coiled and danced in the frigid air, masking the illumination provided by dozens of additional floodlights surrounding the tent and the sealed-off crime scene. A single tree, growing well away from its closest neighbours, loomed over the forensic tent, as if desperate to possess its contents. Bliss made a beeline for the crime scene manager, Magda Nowitzki, who was waiting close by for him to finish his own inspection. "Thanks for allowing me a quick shufti without having to get suited up," he said. "It seemed like a waste of time for no more than a few minutes." "No problem," Nowitzki said. "We got everything we needed beforehand, so there's no issue with cross-contamination."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?